Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sarah Vorm, and she is co-president of the Audubon Women's Association. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you doing today?
Good. Hope you're the same. And I know you're off teaching by the time we visit with you with all your little kids. What grade do you teach?
I teach third grade in Audubon.
All right. That's sort of, well, I think every grade maybe is exciting. But by third grade, they're getting pretty capable of many things.
Yes, they are. And by this time of the year, we are getting them ready for fourth grade.
Sure.
Moving on. They're ready to go.
All right. Excellent. Well, we want to talk about an event coming up. There are lots of various events going on before, around the Easter time, and you have something planned a little bit special. So let's talk about that.
Yes. Audubon Women's Association in Audubon is doing an Easter Fun Day at the Memorial Building in Audubon on Saturday, April 19th. From 11 a.m. to 1, and we're just going to be indoors there and doing various activities. We have some scheduled events during that time, some peep races when you come in. Of course, there'll be face painting of bunnies and things like that. We're going to have a cupcake walk. There'll be a craft, of course, Easter craft, and a coloring table, probably a bunny hop. And, of course, you can't go to anything without having a tattoo before you leave.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Now, what age are you kind of thinking this would be best for?
We have had, this is actually an annual event we usually do here in Audubon. And so we have anywhere from, you know, little one-year-olds to about fourth graders.
Okay.
So, and there'll also be a place for you to get to do a little photo op if you want to bring your cameras, of course.
Good. Yes. Great fun. And as I said, there are lots of Easter egg hunts, and we're going to be talking about the one in Audubon here in a minute, at least mentioning that.
Okay.
But yours is, this is in addition to the Easter egg hunt. Everybody kind of gets to do some activities.
Yes, this is just, we kind of go right to the Easter egg hunt. We'll do ours first, and then they'll be able to just kind of walk right across the street to the city park for the Easter egg hunt. Sponsored by the American Legion and the Auxiliary here in town. And that'll be at 1:30.
It's great you all can work together to provide this time for the kids. And it's kind of nice. Just, I mean, we don't want it to rain, and I'm not sure that's what's forecast. But at least you're inside. I mean, you're for sure.
Yes, we are for sure. We will definitely be indoors the whole time. And it usually those races afterwards, the hunts afterwards, are at the city park are pretty quick, so usually they can get those in no matter what. So.
Good. And I know the kids really look forward to that each year.
Yes, they do. They do. We get a good crowd every year, and usually the Easter Bunny finds his way there, so that's always good too.
Great. Now, is there a fee for this?
No. You know, this year for the Easter Fun Day for Audubon Women's, it is just a free will donation. And usually any of that money we use to, we have a scholarship we give to Audubon High School graduating senior in May, usually about $500. And then we just give to various organizations, whether it's after prom or maybe a family in need throughout the year.
Okay, so that's a little bit about the Audubon Women's Association. Who can belong? Who are the members?
Who are the members? Well, years ago, it used to be young women's, and probably, and that's been, you know, this has been around for probably about 30-plus years, and it just got changed to Audubon Women's Association, so really anybody can belong. A lot of our members are younger ladies in the community, but basically any lady that would like to be involved in the community, help out at events, that's what we're looking for.
Okay. How often do you meet, and where do you meet?
We meet basically throughout the year, once a month, usually on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Iowa State Extension Office here in town. The months we don't meet, we take usually June, July, and August off because they're usually busy.
Yes, got other family activities and
exactly.
Kids' activities and that sort of thing.
Yeah, but basically once a month is when we meet at the Extension Office, usually at 7.
All right. And do you have programs, or is it mostly just social and planning the next event you're working on?
Usually it is not usually too social. We are usually planning, you know, what's coming up. Even looking right now, we're even looking at things at for September, even October. We usually do a fall fun festival too, around Halloween. So we're always looking ahead, trying to think of new ideas to involve the kids and families in Audubon and surrounding areas.
So is that your major audience in terms of activities is for families and kids?
Yeah, basically family and kids. We do volunteer work, like at the Friendship Home. Sometimes we call for the blood drive, things like that. But that's mainly our focus, is just more activities for kids around here.
Okay. But you're really, it sounds like, very involved in the community and taking a look at the community to see where you can step in and give a helping hand.
Exactly. I think we're scheduled to probably help out with games and such at the county fair coming up in July. So that's just an example of something else.
Okay. And then you mentioned October, you usually have something related to Halloween.
And we try to do that outdoors if we can. Some years we have to go inside. Mm-hmm. But that's just kind of like this Easter fun day, just some fall activities then towards the end of October. Mm-hmm. And it's usually a Saturday about the same time that we do that. And we also have our holiday shopping extravaganza. We do that at the Egger Hall in November. And that we have various vendors come in, like Pampered Chef, people like that to come in, and you can come and shop. And that really supports our scholarship.
All right. Yeah, you always have to be thinking about that scholarship, don't you?
So yes.
How much money is your scholarship? How much do you give?
We give a $500 scholarship.
Good.
And we really focus on volunteerism, so we really ask that the students have volunteered with us at some point throughout their high school years. And then we're hoping that we can get a couple scholarships in the next couple years. So trying to create a little bit more revenue so we can give, it'd be nice to give two $500 scholarships.
It certainly would. And so folks who come and participate, such as in this Easter fun day, and you're doing free will, you know, they can think about, well, they're really helping more people than just that activity for that day.
Yes, definitely. They're helping all kinds of genres of people, whether it's, you know, the kids or and we do adopt a family too. Like I said, we do the county fair help there. We help with the hoop-a-thon. We've also given money for, like, the Avenue of Flags and the bike trail. We've bought a bench, too.
All right. So, like I said, I think you just look around the community and say, where can we give a helping hand? And so folks need to participate in these kind of events that you have.
We love when we have a lot of people coming out, so then we are willing to do even more each time.
You bet. So remind us, Sarah, about this event, the Easter Fun Day, when and where.
All right. It will be Saturday, April 19th from 11 to 1 at the Memorial Building in Audubon, just around the square there. And then following that at 1:30, right across from the Memorial Building at the City Park, they will have the Easter egg hunt. So, and don't forget to bring your Easter baskets and all your little ones.
All right. And I'm sure you don't check at the door to see where they're coming from. That it's open to everybody.
It is open to everybody. It is. I think the only thing we ask is that you sign your name in so we know how many people we have from year to year. So.
Oh, excellent. And I'm thinking, you know, grandpas and grandmas, this would be a great activity. In addition to parents, this would be a great activity for grandpa and grandmas to come and.
It is. We have, you know, a lot of people come back for Easter over the weekend. And so we have a lot of people that have lived here and gone on to other communities that come back and visit grandma and grandpa. And a lot of times we do see grandma and grandpa. This is something fun for the grandparents and great-grandparents to bring them to. So
very good. So this Saturday, the 19th, 11 to 1 at the Memorial Building, which is, as you say, right on the square. You can't miss it. So thank you very much, Sarah Vorm, for visiting with us, and have a great Easter holiday.
You too. Thank you very much.
Till next time, here's a thought. Play is the business of children.